Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, noon! Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That might be the first time you're hearing Jordan Hudson live on the set of Coach. Not
the great sitcom.
No, not Craig T. Nelson.
That even had, I think, a successful run as him as a pro coach. Now, those aren't the years people talk about. People go back to Minnesota State.
Sure.
It went Dauber and the whole crew. And just, you know, him, his work-life balance. It was excellent. Then he got an opportunity with the Orlando Breakers, which was a pro sports expansion team.
Well, you can't say no to that.
No, he did.
Yeah.
I don't think they had a ton of success,
yeah.
Nor did the show. But, yeah, at one point, coach, excellent.
He's kind of – he was the – not to dabble in Schefter's side of the street, the reverse Bill Belichick.
It was.
Yeah.
He was a very successful college coach.
Went to the NFL.
Went pro.
Yeah.
Then I think the show got canceled, but he was excellent. And whoever
reverse Paul Brown.
No, the reverse Bill Belichick is actually just the Paul Brown, I think.
It's just a standard Paul Brown.
Yeah, it's just the regular Paul Brown.
So then he was able to take over that team. Yeah, I mean, he was. They should have some sort of copyright, I would think, on that name. Or you can't just call that show Coach.
One would think, although they have no fear of going after copyrights of any nature.
No,
slap Bill's version on it, then it's yours. Isn't that how it works with copyright?
They did try for several copyrights. I don't think they were awarded any of them.
I don't believe they were. No. And that was also, if you heard that in there, Jordan was saying basically she could do the graphic person's job if they paid her $2,000. She literally asked for $2,000.
$2,000, that's her rate.
Guys, do that. That's her quote.
That's her quote. Even if she has a bad job, she gets $2,000.
Like a 2K
for graphics. Like, she is stepping in on graphics.
Yep.
On a coach show, which I'll be honest, I didn't watch a lot of the coach show.
I didn't
this
quite
version
drink a lot of that in. No.
But for those that don't know, it was basically Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia like breaking down some of the league and going through it. And I think there is an audience for that. If you're like, hey, here's Bill Belichick looking at what Team X in the NFL is doing, and he's going to describe to you what defenses they're running and things like that. Okay, he should be able to handle that, I would think. And meanwhile, and the NFL Films, who have done, I don't know, years and years and years of different shows.
So you're right. It was an NFL Films production.
Yeah, and which Bill, I thought, liked.
Bill Belichick, yeah, well, I don't know if he loves all his coworkers, as you're going to hear.
I think so.
But, you know, Bill always was regarded as, he was quite strong in this sort of setting. So it's him, it's Patricia, as you just said. It's NFL Films, and she is inserting herself right into the middle of
everything.
Show discussions, lecturing people on their jobs. Let's hear a little bit more. She's real hung up on the graphics, Keith.
Oh, yeah, it's important. It's what pops.
The graphics, because otherwise it's just a podcast without graphics on
it. I don't want to hear Bill and Patricia talking about football. I want to see these graphics.
Do these graphics pop or not?
Mm-hmm.
So she's real hung up on that.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, there'll be. It's
100%. 100%.
I feel like that applies to all defenses.
Well, no, but we just said that the Cowboys' offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. So they're going to get the ball down there.
Mm-hmm.
We know they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Conceptually?
Should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
Not the graphics.
Not the actual graphic itself, no.
No, you guys haven't. No. You haven't reviewed this.
You haven't seen these.
I'm sorry, you guys haven't done that.
Well, we're just gonna kind of talk about the game. Actually, what were you talking about? The plays.
Were you distracted by Bill's old man noises? What was that?
A lot of noises.
You said this earlier, Keith. I think you nailed it. It's kind of nice to know.
This is revelatory.
He wasn't just snorting at media members.
Yeah,
this is just his everyday life.
I always thought he was disgusted at the questions. He actually just makes these noises. This is how he lives.
I would recommend he reaches out to his primary care and just maybe gets that looked at.
Oh, it's at least a deviated septum. Maybe he needs his tonsils out.
But that is not just blatant disrespect for the media. That's just what the man does. I was unaware of that until I heard some of this.
Yeah.
Off mic, or I guess on mic, behind the scenes look at NFL films with Jordan right down to graphics. Never mind content and everything else. The graphics and how it looks. She's lecturing actual professionals.
Correct.
I'd imagine established professionals.
I would think.
Pretty good at their jobs. Comes in and says, guys, no. Are you sure you've thought about this? Have you done this enough? And Bill's nodding right along with her.
I feel, this is kind of crazy how a couple years go by and Matt Patricia is the most sympathetic figure in this whole thing. And you can feel it in real time, him being like, I need to separate myself from this.
Yeah.
He's like, Bill, I appreciate everything you've ever done for me. I can't go on with this. I will not be going to North Carolina with you. We can move on. I'm not going to do this show with you. Again, I appreciate all of it. I want to go to Ohio State and get away from this train wreck.
Yeah. Like, he knew. And look, I haven't listened to the full podcast. I listened to the clip Pablo Torre put out, and we're highlighting some of this. But I've read up on it. One of the other things that I think was highlighted by Pablo Torre is the friction between Lombardi, Jordan, and Patricia.
What a triumvirate.
And Patricia is probably like, guys, what is going on with Bill? Like, how are you guys so in the inner circle? And honestly, you're right about Patricia. Not only did he say, guys, I'm not going there. He's gone to Ohio State and done a good job.
Yep.
Which, as it turns out, you don't want him coaching your team as a head coach.
No.
You don't want him running your offense.
No, but God, no.
You give him some talent on defense. Because he wasn't good every year here in New England.
No.
As a defensive coordinator. But you give him some talent on defense, the man kind of knows what he's doing, turns out.
It's working out.
He's doing a lot better.
Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien, their college experience right now compared to Matt Patricia's is night and day. Now, those guys have more responsibility, but Patricia's doing a good job.
All right. Well, how does Jordan know so much about graphics, Keith?
I'm not entirely sure.
Well, it turns out she designed Bill Belichick's entire website.
Yeah, now, BillBelichick.com is an amazing situation.
Pull BillBelichick.com on your monitor over there.
It's been here all day.
I have it on mine as well. You at home, if you're out there, maybe pull over. I've heard the mobile version looks even worse than on a desktop.
Let me take a look at that.
I haven't actually checked that out with my own eyes.
Now that we're here.
You mean there isn't an app?
Well, good question.
It's just called Giphy.
It's in development. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the app for Bill Belichick's website is just searching Bill Belichick on Giphy.
Yeah.
But okay, while you're out there, pull that up on your own time. Look at the website and then listen to her bragging about how she designed this website. And this gives her the upper hand to lecture these people on the graphics, et cetera, on the show Coach with NFL Films.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop. And honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop. And we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen, and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well,
and
we don't like that.
And then adjusting the info. Yep. Violence.
Right. Yeah, so we got it. It's pretty elementary. Do something.
Okay. There's a lot in here.
Guys, it's pretty elementary. Have you ever heard of Adobe?
Adobe Photoshop.
I'm sorry.
Do you know Adobe Photoshop?
I've worked with
Adobe Photoshop. All you have to do is go to Adobe Photoshop.
Adobe Photoshop.
I know she's never used it because she calls it Adobe Photoshop.
Correct. That's also a good point.
She also knows Joe Montana. She's aware of him. Sick brag there.
That's not
sick
bad.
Sick brag, bro.
There's a lot to unpack there.
So she says that she built Bill Belichick's website in 3 minutes. She probably should have used four because this is, no joke, the worst website I've ever been to. There's a lot of websites out there. I can't speak to all the websites, Jones. People have websites. People have created all kinds of websites.
I don't know that I would call this a website.
No, it's not. But it is. Well, yeah, and I guess by definition, it is BillBelichick.com. And if you go to it, there is...
it's not all Bill Belichick gifts.
Nope. It's just gifts of Bill Belichick that you would find on the internet, which is the weirdest thing to have. Like, maybe pick your favorite one.
But again, not all Bill Belichick gifts either. There's plenty of gifts that are someone else.
It runs out of Bill, and it pivots to Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, Colt McCoy, other general football things. There's a Matt Ryan one in here.
There's just one of just a Jets fan.
Yep. There's one that's actually a meme turned into a gif. It's outrageous. It's comical. It seems like a fake website.
Do you think they knew, like the man getting their lecture by Jordan, and again, really do yourself a favor, go watch the footage that Pablo Torre has, because the reaction of this producer or whoever it is on set,
he's like flabbergasted,
is like so over her talking, it's not even funny. His head is hanging down. I can see what he's saying to himself in his head. He's just like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be done. Like, okay. Stop talking. I can't listen to you anymore. Stop talking. His head is buried. Do you think they knew what the website looked like when she was going on and on about the website?
No.
There's a play pause button on this website that does nothing.
It doesn't work.
It's like the old ZomboCom.
Yeah.
ZomboCom was great.
Yeah, if you scroll down, you'll see a play button. You'll hit it. Nothing plays. No sound.
Yeah.
So you pause it and you think, oh, maybe the GIF will stop. No.
I mean, if you had epilepsy or something and you're like, this is all too much, I got to pause this, I would see why she would put that bailout feature in, and she can't.
A wall of GIFs. That's all it is. Side by side by side. It goes three across, and then you just keep scrolling. And it's old GIFs of Bill Belichick. There's one of just a Jets fan.
Yeah.
There's no mobile support either, by the way.
It's like a jet on his head. So, I'm sorry, what?
Mobile support.
Somebody texted early in the show.
It's one GIF.
Oh.
The rest of them go away, so it must be her favorite GIF of just Bill. But I like how...
That's kind of what you were asking for.
The lecture is funny anyway, because she's like, guys, this is in like two minutes. I made one for Bill's website.
Adobe Photoshop?
It's like, we're looking at it. It's the worst website ever made. It's unbelievably bad. It's so stupid. It's like, this makes you feel like you shouldn't even have...
You don't
need a website if this is what
the
your website
thing is. Her whole thing is like, I'm good at social media.
Okay.
But that's her whole thing.
Yeah.
But then it's like, are you?
I don't think so.
Do you remember, Nick, not to put you on the spot, do you remember Bill's announcement of I'm joining Instagram or whatever it was?
Oh,
remember he made
the
announcement and it was so cringy and bad?
Yeah,
and it's like, you're supposed to, your whole thing is you know social media.
Right.
That's your whole thing. And you suck at that. Now you're talking to other professionals who are in the media and work in television trying to tell them how to do their job. And your reference point is, I really get social media. I designed this website. I know all this. She doesn't even know what she pretends she knows.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am, too.
I am, too.
Awesome.
Didn't he have to, like, start over again? Like,
the way they sent it out. Oh, yeah. It kept going. They didn't even edit it right.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
No, it was, edited improperly, where he, started, stopped, or maybe he ended and then started again. It was, so poorly done. Yeah. It wasn't even funny.
No, she probably was like, oh, my God, look at how many likes and comments and views the picture of me and Bill on the beach as the mermaid got, not realizing that it's people like making fun of it and
people laughing at it.
So here I am. Yeah. Hello, InstaFace. See you soon.
Like,
more effort went into those photos than the website.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So much. Put your legs like this.
So much more.
The airplane photo?
Yeah.
If that was her and some other 73-year-old guy, there'd be 10 likes maybe from her friends, but this is like Bill Belichick. So people saw it, they went to it, is this real? And that's what you got. And that's why it picked up like that.
So look, I don't think any of this is earth shattering. I think if you've been following the story, you get it. She is a huge, huge part of his life.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And running things in his life. But it's funny and it's a good peek behind the curtain.
It's hysterical. And by the way, they play tonight, 10:30.
Which
UNC Cal.
I didn't even think of.
I'm excited for that.
So why do you think this is out, Keith? We had somebody say earlier, this is just Jordan leaking this for clicks. No chance.
Well, I think Pablo Torre obviously is an investigative journalist at this point, and so he's looking into it. But also, there are people that worked with Bill and Jordan that have no problem getting this out and are kind of glad that it's out. They're like, this was a nightmare. This was a nightmare. And this is what happens a lot of times when a hot mic comes out, because think about all the material and hours of content these producers have, and they got to cut it all down and get you the good stuff and put that out there.
Oh, I mean, Billy and Nick, we could do time for, if they really wanted to throw us under the bus.
Oh, for sure. If they just had this mic'd up, which they could, and honestly, we're sitting in front of a microphone the whole time. They could.
Profanity.
Yeah.
Oh, we eavesdrop constantly.
Yeah. You can just listen. Like, what are these idiots talking about in there? And then if they hated us for some reason, they could send it to Pablo Torre or anybody on Twitter or whatever and then be like, oh, how'd that get out? So, I think it just kind of confirmed a lot of the stuff that was being said about how the whole North Carolina operation, right? Like, this is like sort of a microcosm. Like, this is how she was so hands-on in Coach. This is how hands-on she was in the CBS Morning interview.
This is
also being applied to North Carolina. And so we never thought he would get another head coaching job in the NFL. The way it's gone in North Carolina, he's not going to leave North Carolina for like another college job. I always thought somebody would take him in the media. Now I'm not so sure. Okay. Like they also like this is it's a package deal. You have Keith, to bring her in too.
Why is he still at UNC? You asked a great question earlier. Why is he still at UNC? Why is he coaching the game tonight? We're like, maybe they mended fences and they sorted it out. Or at least that's what I was like. You're like, no. Obviously, he's not getting a coaching job anywhere. That right there in the story from WRAL, the story went, well, if Bill can negotiate down, he'd buy himself out at $1 million if he could get a coaching job somewhere, no chance, or a job in the media. Maybe Bill sniffed around with media jobs and he would have taken the $1 million to go back to media, and people in the media don't want to work with him because of stuff like this. So
I'm just on their website again.
Yeah.
So one of the tabs is media appearances.
Oh, good.
So you click on it and it has 2024 media appearances is what it says.
Oh, good.
So we're already into 2025. But anyway, so it has links to Coach Show, Coach with Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Inside the NFL, Pat McAfee Show, Let's Go Podcast, Monday Night Football and the Manning Cast, and The Breakdown. And so there's like a photo and then a link. First one, Coach Show. Stream now on YouTube. You click on it.
Go to it. Broken link.
Yeah, a little monkey with a hat with a magnifying glass. This page isn't available. Sorry about that.
Now, is that because that website doesn't exist anymore? Or does she not know how to link to a website?
I think it could be both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still up there. And so, yeah, then it's just like a link to the McAfee Show, which I don't even know if he's on anymore. Is he even on that?
Bill, currently?
Yeah.
No, this is all again from 2024. So he's now the head coach of
UNC. That link does take you to McAfee's YouTube page.
But he's not there.
No. Can't find him.
You can't get Bill there.
No. And it's not even like an appearance of Bill's. It's just straight up McAfee's YouTube
whatever
page.
McAfee was talking about yesterday.
The like Manning Cast one doesn't work. It brings you back to BillBelichick.com. We couldn't find the page you're looking for.
It brings you back?
Oh.
It's like it's like the last level of Mario 1. You just keep going, keep getting looped back.
Actually, the last two links don't work.
We actually didn't bring this up either. What's on the tab, Keith? When you go, not BillBelichick.com is spelled properly.
Yeah, that's the URL, but then like the tab.
Everything is on the website, as far as I can tell, Bill's name is spelled properly. The official website of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick with a little snappy graphic of a headset on the name Bill Belichick. That must have taken at least 5 minutes.
Which is also a ripoff of Scott Van Pelt.
Sure. But when you go to the actual tab at the top of your screen, what does it say there? How is Bill Belichick's name spelled?
Bill Belichick with two Ks at the end, .com. Can you spell his name right? Guys, it took me 3 minutes to put this site together.
The Let's Go podcast link reverts back to the homepage on BillBelichick.com.
So even the links on the website don't work.
There's two out of the six links that work.
Oh, some of them. She does know how to do it.
But they don't really work. What they do is they take you to the homepage of that show, which he hasn't been on in years.
Yeah,
it's not even like an episode with him on it.
You go there and you're like, wait, I thought this was Bill Belichick content. No, it's just McAfee's website.
No, it's not hyperbole. This is the worst website ever made. And she's lecturing people at NFL films like, guys, we need a new graphics.
Guys, do you know
person.
How to do your job?
This is
I
ridiculous.
Can do this in 3 minutes. Yeah. Do you get it? What's up with the graphics?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a football playbook graphic? Why is that? Where is that? Why can't you do that?
And
can't you do that?
You also open.
I can do that.
You also open the door up to speaking inquiries.
Oh yeah.
Which we have already submitted. We have sent one in. We're trying to get Bill Belichick on the
back
show.
Yet? We submitted.
No,
we're told 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 business days.
We'll circle back next week. We'll see if we got any kind of... They're in Cal Berkeley right now.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
one of those
week.
Days, we should get a response. 3 to 5 business days. I assume they're very prompt, and they wouldn't send something back to you that isn't accurate.
Address it to Jordan, so hopefully it's like personalized. And she
excellent.
I like that.
Good. Good.
Cut out
good.
The middleman.
Yeah.
Go right to Jordan.
Exactly. Right to the source there. Jack is in Maine. Go ahead, Jack.
How you guys doing today?
Doing pretty great.
Super.
So, I mean, I listen to your guys' show all the time, but I just think this Bill Belichick obsession is just not very entertaining for the listeners. It's like, we get it, man. Well, like, you don't have to talk about it for like an hour every day.
Well,
like, Jordan made a bad website. Like, who cares, man? Like,
I care.
A big game this
weekend,
dude.
I don't think we do an hour on it every day. When there's a big scoop and it came out this morning, we just are talking about it.
I didn't even know about the website till today.
And we're spending 2 hours on it today. But yeah.
Very excited about it. So agree to disagree, Jack. You'd like to talk about what, the Titans game? What about it?
Yeah. What do you guys, do you think there's any shot we lose or we golden?
No. I don't. I think they win. I got the Pats down for a win this weekend. What do you have?
They're going to win.
Billy?
Pats win.
Yep.
Nick?
I think they're going to win, yeah.
Okay.
So good. Let's do a little bit more time on that.
All right, good. Well, look, Pats win.
You guys think they win?
I do.
Yeah.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
No, I mean, look, this story entertains me very much.
Yeah.
I'll cop to that. I don't think we didn't spend
now, this is
one
new.
Second on Bill yesterday.
Yeah. This is the audio is new. This website, although the website's not new, my knowledge of the website is new.
I didn't know about this website either. Yeah. No, that's all new. It's all new. It's all new. But if you're not entertained, that's fine.
That's right.
I think most people are talking about it today. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls there. Unfortunately.
You guys think they win on Sunday?
People like our last caller. We do have more from Pablo Torre. Bill Belichick was, as we said earlier, a Jinx-style hot mic moment, which is maybe why people in the media are hesitant to continue working with him. I imagine people at NFL Films, which I always thought he had a very good relationship with, maybe he still does and it's Jordan, they don't want to work with. But let's get to the hot mic moment where Bill and Jordan didn't even know they were being recorded, which is ridiculous, on a television set. That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Boston Bruins dropped the first game of the Bees road trip in last night's 6-5 loss to the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Up next, the Bruins will be in Colorado to play the Avalanche tomorrow night. Puck drop at Ball Arena is at 9 o'clock. On Thursday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers 33-31. Patriots are back on the practice field today. This Sunday, the Pats will be in Tennessee to take on the Titans. In the MLB playoffs yesterday, the Toronto Blue Jays evened their series with the Mariners after defeating Seattle 8-2. Game 5 in the ALCS is tonight at 6:08. In the NLCS, the Dodgers are one win away from sweeping Milwaukee after beating the Brewers 3-1 in Los Angeles. Game 4 is tonight at 8:38. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Boston College Hockey will be in New York to take on RPI. You can catch the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Coverage begins at 6:45. Tomorrow afternoon, Boston College football hosts UConn. Kickoff from Alumni Stadium is at noon. That game can be heard right here on 93.7 with coverage beginning at 11:30. And the New England Revolution wrap up their season tomorrow night in a matchup against Chicago Fire FC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 6 o'clock. Contractors, builders, and homeowners visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come.
Website. That could be the first website Jordan ever designed.
Could be.
First and only.
I think she should probably retire from the website design. She flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
With that website.
Yeah. I still love that question from, I think it's Pat Welter, WRAL. You're telling me that what you're doing is good?
With a straight face. You're telling me this
is going
in the right direction?
Don't BS me. Don't BS a BSer. You're telling me.
We're doing great.
Did you see that you believe this process is working?
What you're doing? You like that?
Did you see what UNC football tweeted out earlier this week? It was Bill Belichick just mic'd up.
Oh.
But this time he knew he was
mic'd up. He was aware of the microphone's presence on his body. You sent this to our group chat, Keith, and it is sad.
It's sad. So the best of my knowledge, they haven't done this before. Like, this isn't like a weekly thing where you're like, guys, get with the program. Like, they do this every week. Even weeks where there are reports that he's trying to leave.
No, there was one in like the spring that I remember.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time since they did it. And wasn't the quote on it something like stacking days?
Stacking days.
Yeah.
And then it tags him, which his Twitter handle is @Belichick_B.
It's not a link to the website?
No. This one goes to his Twitter account and says mic'd up. And then it is a 1 minute and 10 second video of him at practice basically coaching him up. Just stacking days, as it were.
Yeah. Good for you guys. No, and the implication of stacking days is like there's a lot more of these ahead.
First comment, bro does not want to be there.
Oh,
skull emoji.
I didn't read the comments. Are the comments are bad?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. They're not positive. And there's really not even a ton of attention on it. Like it didn't really like pick up a lot of steam, but it's like this was a desperate like, hey, we need to post something. I know we each had the statements that came out that said, you know, I'm committed to coaching here. You're committed to making it work.
Those didn't work.
That didn't work.
People did not like that. Those did not work. We need something else. What can we do?
They're like, all right, let's mic them up at practice and have them just coaching the fellas up a little bit.
Stacking days.
Stacking
just
days.
Just another day at the office because there's going to be the implication
she
of
tried
stacking
to copyright
days.
Stacking days. They were like, no.
The implication of stacking days is there will be many more days stacked. This is just another day in the stack.
No, and things are going in the right direction.
Yeah.
They can't beat real teams, but things are good. Threatening to leave after 4 games. They're double-digit dogs tonight against Cal. I don't think Cal's
that
good.
Much?
Cal quarterback's pretty good.
I thought I saw
but Cal's team's not very good.
Double digits.
It was 10.5 last time I saw it.
Well, Cal roasted BC earlier, and BC and UNC feel like they're about the same.
Spider-Man meme.
It's really sad they don't play each other. That would be the Bill Bowl.
I'm happy they don't because Belichick might get a win if they did. So I'm happy they don't.
It's down to 7.5. It was 10.5 earlier in the week. I wonder if people were slamming UNC.
Well,
7.5.
I have a theory. I would actually think the line should have moved the opposite way, but maybe people thought, maybe that's telling you that people thought Bill was really out.
Oh, maybe.
And now that Bill's there, that helped the line?
I don't know how it could.
Yeah, that can't actually be it.
Yeah.
Dead cat bounce with an interim coach, just like we're expected out of Tennessee.
That's true. Well, yeah, Cal, you said this, they barely beat BC.
Oh, that was one of the close ones? I thought they stomped on BC. Oh, okay.
No. I'm telling you, they're not very good. They just got blown up by Duke. Like, they're not very good.
They're at home, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in front of the Bears fans.
And
there.
You know Bill's been locked in all week.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this is from last year, Pablo Torre. And just know that somebody is annoyed enough at Jordan, and Bill probably, that they sent this to Pablo Torre. So it leaked out for a reason, and maybe this is part of the reason. This is how Bill and Jordan were talking about their coworkers. I turn your radio up.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
ASMR style. They're very on trend, Bill and Jordan. So it's quiet. It's a lot of whispering because they don't want the workers standing right next to them to hear them.
Who actually probably physically mic'd them up just moments ago.
But what they fail to realize is that they still have their microphones on, television cameras positioned right at them. as they crap talk their coworkers. Let's hear this.
Oh, that looks great. Awesome.
Let's go back.
So
let's go back.
Okay. Let's go. Yep. Yep. All right. Should have had Tony pull
this. No kidding.
Thank you for helping solve this.
Mm-hmm. You should send him one of those texts. It's like, even when I'm working, even when I'm with somebody else, I'm thinking of you. I was thinking of you the whole time.
Okay, so I got to stop this again.
You know, like, we should.
She's telling Bill what to text people.
Yeah.
Bill,
yeah.
Bill, this is a good line. No, text that. No, no, write that down. Text that.
Text that in.
This is good.
Real. I'm not joking.
No, send it to him. Yeah. I was thinking of you.
Yeah. I'm now writing your text. Sending him. In real time.
She's not only just lecturing these people on set, she's telling them how to text. Okay.
You want to like, we should get Tony in here. You're
very much. He would make this place better than what it is. I'll tell you that.
I'm like a really serious note on some of the things that we want to have mounted and whatnot. I mean, there's some things that fall through the cracks, but for the most part, everything is actually really well done. We'll figure it out. You don't have to give Tony every single little detail for him to figure it out.
That's right.
I don't know how they have four full-time graphics people.
Thank you. That's not really Joe's thing.
Joe doesn't get it.
I'm just talking about some of these Joe's things.
Joe's an idiot.
Teach him to do it. Yeah, but then he becomes a graphics guy and somebody who did that for us, and we have to figure out who's available to do that. You know,
who knows how to arrange the stats? Because I have a graphics person who helped me with the
website. We need a football person.
I think they're using all of the underdog people from the other things and don't know how to do anything else aside from what they do on all the other shows, which honestly, frankly, really isn't that good.
They're bad shows.
The same thing that we ran in, like, the final coat logo that we ended up with was, like, white letters on a black background. I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, make it leather. Like, make it something.
It needs to be leather. Black background.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She wants the logo to be leather.
At least be leather.
Yeah, or like a pigskin. Should be a pigskin.
Oh, like
go
football.
That's what I think.
Oh, okay, I get it.
I like it. She's like, I know a graphics person.
Bill's
no,
like,
you don't.
No.
Bill's
it's
like, just no. like a preset in PowerPoint. You can just click on it and it just pops up.
Tell you right now. Probably, yeah. If this person helps you with the website, you do not know a graphics person.
Yeah,
you know a person who said they know graphics
so they
would get money.
Yeah.
Who probably took you for $2,000 to put that website, which is just a series of GIFs. For real. That's a real thing.
Yeah, that's a real website for Bill.
All these people here are terrible.
I love picturing the people on the other.
Like, we can hear you.
People in the control room just listening to it. Like, all of them are just like, these idiots don't even know they're on mic.
Like, we heard you. We can hear you.
Tony, they're talking about you right now. Like, Tony, get in here.
Call Pablo Torre.
They were talking for so long. That was like 90 seconds. They were talking for so long. They could have gotten Tony from down the hall and been like, Tony, get in here. They're talking about you right now.
I love
Tony, do you know what they're saying about you? Get down here. These idiots don't know they're mic'd up.
They're talking about like a nothing part of this show anyway. They're like, oh, let's figure out the graphics. And then even Bill at the end, we need a football guy. We need to get a football guy in here. She's like, what?
Yeah. She's like, graphics guy.
She's like you are the football guy. That's the whole thing. What do you mean we need another football guy?
I also love that, like, do you think Underdog's itching to rehire him after he just crapped on all of their content?
Well, I don't. And that's why when that comment came out last week about how if he's going to exit North Carolina, he wants another head coaching job lined up, which we're like, that's not happening. It's like, or a media job. And you're like, all right, well, there are a lot of media jobs. He took like 8 of them on right afterwards. And that's why I wonder, would it be more of a, you know, like if Pat McAfee is like, hey, you're welcome back for like a one-off. I could see that.
Yeah, me too.
Like he's not like in there. Like Jordan, what can Jordan really do for a one time a week, 15-minute interview? Not much. I mean, she could probably, honestly.
She torpedoed the CBS News interview.
She could try to screw that up, I guess. So maybe there'll be something like that, but I don't know if there's anything regular. Like you saw this, like the dog and pony show it was to put together this coach show with Matt Patricia.
So look, what I do think is somewhat revealing in this is the whole idea that CBS News was unprofessional and it was like a gotcha situation with Jordan. If you watch any of this reasonably and look at it, and you're not just an absolute apologist for Bill Belichick and Jordan for whatever reason, you understand that she is integrating herself in every level of his life, right down to like the granular details of the graphics on a television show that, let's face it, I don't think a lot of people knew about, cared about, watched. and she is that involved in it.
Well, not only that, then we see all those photos of her on the field pregame, in the tunnel postgame, and you're like, all right, that's weird. But it's like, well, no, she's probably like talking about all kinds of stuff.
Oh, she is my muse, my flame.
I guess.
Did you see her? Pablo Torre found out what she was wearing for a necklace at the opener against TCU, which went well. Did you see what she was wearing?
Peyton Manning's blood.
A necklace that said banned on it. Because remember, the reports were that she was banned from the facility.
Got it. Hilarious.
And so she wore a necklace that said banned.
North Carolina is like, how can we get out of this?
They're like, Bill, please find a media job somewhere. Find someone who will take you back. It's not Underdog.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be NFL Films based on this. So find a job somewhere so you'll take your $1 million buyout and get the hell out of our face.
It's
and
crazy.
Bring that devil woman succubus with you.
Oh, my God. It's nuts. But yeah, like. And you wonder how much more footage there is that's out there of things like this, right? Because we thought maybe the North Carolina story today was that Mike Lombardi bailed on the team a while ago. Oh. Has been in Saudi Arabia trying to raise money for their NIL.
We were ready to talk about blood money for NIL today, yeah. and then this came out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we need somehow to scrape together a few blood dollars for Gio Lopez, who sucks out loud. They have the worst team.
Guys, we can't afford Gio Lopez on our own. We got to go. Lombardi, fly to Saudi.
Sell our souls. We got to hop on the flight.
We got to bring this QB in.
Yep.
617-779-7937. You can discuss. We'll get to Keith's Keys.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Pats and Titans
Jamie.
Coming up at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for it on a Patriots Friday. Mike and Wenu's still on the way. But on the way next, it's the Week in Review.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and it started, of course, as every week on radio does, Monday. And we had our Patriots Monday guest, Hunter Henry, for another surprise question of the week.
You guys are 4-2. You've won 3 in a row. You know it's time again for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1, you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you when Ashley Simpson was caught lip-syncing during a performance on Saturday Night Live?
Golly, guys, I don't even know if I remember that.
1 to 85.
Ashley Simpson, 40.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
I think we may have learned his default might be middle.
Yeah,
because
he's
like, I don't want to tip the scale one way or the other.
Guys, I don't know. 40.
40.
Yeah.
That's pretty surprising.
We get to do one of these live in person coming up.
Oh, I got one up my sleeve for that.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I don't even know that. Great.
Joe Mazzulla had quite a week.
Oh, my God.
Now, obviously, there was the media game, which took on a life of its own, and then him talking about it after the fact. But there was a little, I wouldn't say feud, but a back and forth talking about two-on-ones and what he looks for in offense and two-on-ones, and he was a little upset
because
he had said this before.
Yeah.
And so this was a snippet of his press conference on Tuesday.
Did he say two-on-one 20 times?
You should be able to say it verbatim. If you're joining us now, again, this is following a 30-point preseason win by 31 points.
Yeah.
Maybe every single post-game we got to be like, what is Joe Mazzulla saying today?
What
is this guy up to today?
I don't know.
Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Two shooters on a two-on-one? If two shooters on a two-on-one, there's not two shooters on a two-on-one, you create a two-on-one in a different way. Create two-on-ones. Find a two-on-one. You create two-on-ones. What do you do when you create the two-on-one? You're going to two-on-one, shoot around a two-on-one. So that two-on-one may create a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Make the right play versus a two-on-one.
19.
I guess 20. It was actually 19. That's unbelievable.
You know who's good at finding a two-on-one? My ex-wife. Terrible. Now people are sending those in.
I mean,
the text
we're getting
line
texts.
Too.
We're getting texts and tweets like about Keith and his ex-wife.
Yeah,
is now what we're getting. Yep.
This is one that may not have gotten enough credit on the air at the time.
Oh,
yeah.
I know what
you
this
know
is.
What we're talking about.
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Eeks. Got to be Eeks.
No doubt.
I've seen that.
No doubt.
Eeks.
What, you're like Leprechaun Goes to the Hood?
He went to space. After the Hood. No, he went to the Hood.
No,
after
the Hood
space.
Was number two, I think.
Yeah, he went to space after. Yeah. Although Jennifer Aniston film debut. Leprechaun 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's wrestling a leprechaun out there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice. What else?
Wrestle my leprechaun. Final one. VHS.
How dare you, Billy.
We actually got a lot of texts about that one in real time after it happened. People were like,
guys,
you guys didn't give Billy any credit.
Kind of slept on that one.
I assume Nick dumped it. I didn't even know. I didn't know that made
That's
it to air.
Loud? How dare you? She was one of the friends. She was on Friends. A big week for Billy. Also, you never know who you're going to meet. This is Billy prior to the show on Wednesday.
Jason Veritek on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Tech.
Good day to start Red Sox, I think.
Really is. Nice visit from Veritek, which I was thrilled about because he brought donuts. This?
I heard.
Very excited.
I heard not only did he bring donuts, I heard he was sitting down the hall for some amount of time waiting to come on the air.
Oh, they froze him?
Well, I don't know.
Was he hanging out with Billy and Nick?
Billy, you introduced yourself. Am I mistaken?
Oh, Billy talked to the captain.
Dude, I walked in just to, unload my lunch like I do every other day. And the freaking captain's just sitting at the table. I'm like, of course, I'm like, Jason Veritek? Like, obviously, it's him.
He's like, no.
Like, I'm actually to introduce myself.
Hell yeah. What a good way to start the day.
Was he helping himself to any DVDs down there? Yeah, what was he doing?
Literally just chilling in a filthy, unorganized kitchen. Just like, they couldn't have put him in a better spot. Like,
he didn't take a Celsius, did he? Because he would be
I don't think so.
Not welcome back if he did that. Hopefully he didn't do that.
I don't think he did. I'd hope
here.
Not. Face the wrath of Courtney, yeah.
Very good. I had a little bit of a mishap, a cooking mishap this week I had to share with the group.
Yeah.
Oh, burned the heck out of my tongue yesterday on a chicken patty. Brutal. Couldn't
chicken
wait
patty.
For it.
Sick breath, man, bro. Let me tell you. Oh, wow, that's a blast from the past.
I haven't had
a nice chicken patty in a while.
It was chicken patty for your boy last night. Fired up two in the air fryer. Couldn't wait.
Air fryer patties.
Well,
wow.
You better get the brag ready. We have one of those stoves that's like half on top, like regular oven or whatever, and then underneath the air fryer.
Nice. Sick brag, bro.
We're doing pretty well.
Things
in
are
our
pretty
house,
good right? in the Keith household.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Half on top on the anniversary. That's how that goes.
Girl on top. Yeah. So then I fire up the two chicken patties, right? The kids had already eaten whatever they had I didn't want. So I was like, all right, I'll do chicken patties later. So excited to have the chicken patty. Took a big bite, burned my entire mouth. Tongue fried. I think 50% of the items that come out of the air fryer burn my mouth.
I have a feeling once you take a bite and you're like, that was hot. And then you're like,
take another bite. Yeah, like a dog. Yeah. Like, that stinks. Wow, another bite. Then you're mad at it. It is. It's like when you have the hose out. When you have the hose, the dog takes a bite of it to get a drink. And then he like keeps going back after it. You're like, you don't like it. I'll put it in a bowl for you. You don't have to drink it
you
out of the
wait,
hose.
Just wait two
wait
seconds.
A second. Hold
It'll
on.
Be fine.
He's like, mad. Yeah, that's me. Tough go. This is also, this is like a separate brag, right, Nick? This isn't a brag nominee. This might be a brag Hall of Fame status.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
We're elevating this one?
Yeah, let's see.
It's my wife on our wedding night.
That didn't take long.
Just kidding. That's every night.
Yeah, I was like, wedding night? You got it approved?
Every night.
Every night? Wow. Yeah, good point.
Jones.
It's my anniversary.
Once a year. Get the same discourse. Yeah, it started out very self-deprecating, turned into like brag of the season right there. Nick's like, hold on. Let's stop right there for a second. Every single night?
Yeah.
I'm the man.
Every time is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. You did not say that. Oh, and then I got in a little bit of hot water for this take. People were tweeting at me yesterday, and they were not happy about this, but I do stand by it.
Okay.
That would be my dislike of a certain television show that runs on True TV.
There are dozens of us.
There, I guess so.
If you can go from watching the first game on True TV to the Impractical Jokers, and then to the Bruins game.
It's marathon of the Practical Jokers.
I think you'll be good to go, yeah.
That show sucks, by the way. My sister, you like it.
You know what? I've seen a few sketches that I, or not sketches, a few clips that I enjoy.
My sister-in-law likes that show, and like there'll be like a marathon trapped. It'll be like the day after Thanksgiving, the TV will be on, and it'll be one episode after the other, and she knows all their names. She's like, oh my God. She's like, oh, that like Jonathan, he and Stewart. I'm like, what? I go, they're just talking to each other, making each other do dumb stuff.
Yeah, some of them are funny.
Order an extra small coffee. Oh my God. Oh my God. They don't even serve that there. I'm like, this show sucks.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, right. That's really what Carl Havoc, way better than this show. It is like, what if Jackass was horrible?
Did you have a whole rant about coffee sizes?
I did. But I didn't have somebody in my ear telling me what size to order and then try to like punk the people working behind it. Yeah. These Impractical Joker heads. The show was hilarious, and it was Joe that left. Brian, Sal, and James are still doing it. It was better before COVID.
COVID ruined the Impractical Jokers.
COVID ruined
them. Oh, man.
They all had to wear masks. The show got really political. Stopped watching Impractical Jokers.
The show got really
people were hot about it.
Yeah.
Because one of the guys is a real creep.
The Joker heads were out. The Joker heads were out in full force after that take yesterday. Yeah.
All right. We have three nominees for Brag of the Week. We put yours to the side because I think that would have won.
Oh, okay.
So these are three separate Brag of the Week nominees, including our friend Jermaine Wiggins.
I watch football every Sunday.
Sick brag, bro.
Good mic, too.
Somebody sent that in.
Nice.
Somebody emailed me that. That was early Monday morning. They're like, Brag of the Week nominee. Yeah, you were right. Thank you for that. Our Tuesday guest, Tom E. Curran.
I voted for Josh Allen last year.
Sick brag, bro.
Yep, he had an MVP vote.
Yeah, he also bragged that he gave it up. That was a separate brag. He's like, they didn't take it from me.
No,
I gave my MVP vote up.
Okay, curious.
Yeah.
If nothing, I would have taken it had he wanted to give it to somebody.
Give it to us, yeah.
And also friend of the show and a guest this past Wednesday, Taylor Kyles.
I'm not a bad athlete myself.
Sick brag, bro.
These are good. Ooh, these are three good ones.
Those are tough ones.
I voted for Josh Allen. I watch football every Sunday. I'm not a bad athlete myself.
I think we might have to put our guy Taylor right to the top of the list.
I'm not a bad athlete myself.
Sick brag, bro.
I noticed he did not make either of our top five lists. So you can check that out on Twitter and I think Instagram as well, at Jones and Keefe. Top five athletes in Boston media. After the massacre that was the Celtics media game against the Celtics coaches, we came up with our top five. Kyles, I guess, an honorable mention.
Yes. That is the Week in Review each and every Friday at 12:45 here on Jones and Keefe.
What was that? Oh, I hear that, actually.
Sounds like it's time for some keys to Pats and Titans. Keefe's Keys, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.